You're listening to SBS News.
The number of people fleeing war, persecution and conflict has risen to a 70-year high, with 70.8 million people displaced from their homes in 2018. The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees' annual Global Trends report shows that's 2.8 million more people than in the previous year. That means roughly 37,000 people were forced to leave their homes every day last year because of war. The report looks at three main groups of people: refugees, asylum seekers, and IDPs, internally displaced people. Refugees are people whose claims for asylum have been formally recognised. In 2018, there are about 25.9 million refugees worldwide, half of whom were children under the age of 18. UNHCR Regional Representation Spokeswoman Catherine Stubberfield says that number is concerning.
Around half the world's refugees today are children, and of those, almost 140,000 were unaccompanied or separated last year, which means that they're either travelling alone or without a parent or adult family member, and that makes them highly vulnerable. That's an alarming finding, and the fact that so many displaced people are children has significant implications for the future. It's critical that displaced children are particularly supported and that they don't become a lost generation.
Two-thirds of all refugees came from just five countries: Syria, Afghanistan, South Sudan, Myanmar and Somalia. The UNHCR estimates 1.4 million refugees needed resettlement last year, but only 81,000 new places were provided. Only 29,000 refugees were resettled in 2018, so that gap between needs and places is now more than 90%.
What we've seen since 2012 is that the number of refugees under UNHCR's mandate has actually doubled. And the reasons for that are multiple. On the one hand, we've seen major new crises in places like Venezuela, but at the same time, we've also seen older crises like the conflict in Syria still ongoing and not resolved. So fundamentally, more people have been displaced, less people have been able to go home, and that does create an increased need for resettlement places.
Australia took just over 12,000 refugees. Refugee Council of Australia CEO Paul Power says Australia has the capacity to accept more refugees and has a well-functioning resettlement program. He says the government needs to stop spreading fear and instead acknowledge modern Australia has ultimately been shaped by refugees and migration.
More than 880,000 refugees have come to Australia over 75 years, and many Australians have either been refugees or have a parent, grandparent or great-grandparent who was a refugee. So it's very much a part of the Australian experience, and yet so much of the political rhetoric, you know, that we hear about refugees suggests that refugees are some outside threat to the Australian nation. Really, when you look at post-war experience of Australia, refugees and migrants have played a very significant role, and it's really time that we recognise that as a nation.
At the end of 2018, there were also 3.5 million asylum seekers, an increase of 1.7 million from the year prior. Asylum seekers are people outside their country of origin and receiving international protection while they await the outcome of their claim to refugee status. Of the 2.1 million individual asylum requests made in 2018, one in five was someone from Venezuela. Over 3 million Venezuelans fled their homes because of civil unrest last year, with nearly 342,000 making asylum requests. Leda Murillo says in order to survive, she had to flee Venezuela.
My daughter came to Peru and sent for me with her granddaughter. Because in Venezuela you can't find medicine, there's no food, there's nothing there. In the hospitals, people are dying. That's why we decided to leave my country.
There were also 41.3 million internally displaced people in 2018. These are people displaced from their homes who remain within their own country. Colombia continues to have the highest rate of IDPs, with Syria and the Democratic Republic of Congo following. The eight-year war in Syria has greatly contributed to the ever-rising number of people displaced. Abu Mohammed Rizuk is one of thousands of displaced Syrians living in tents along the northern Syrian-Turkish border. He says although they escaped the fighting between the government and rebels, living conditions are almost unbearable.
We escaped the bombing, the air raids, and the helicopters. We escaped to Kafr Nebouda. Then all the civilians escaped without bringing anything with them. We then moved to the Turkish border at Atma. For 2 months we've been living here. We've had the worst. Nobody thinks of us. We do not get any help, cover, blankets, or food.
While the UNHCR is working to find a solution, the proportion of humanity who are refugees, asylum seekers, or internally displaced has risen to 1 in every 108. UNHCR regional spokeswoman Catherine Stubberfield is calling on the global community to work together to try and end conflict. But in the meantime, Ms. Stubberfield says nations must also work on being more accepting of displaced people.
Until those root causes of conflict and human rights violations and persecution have been addressed and permanent solutions have been found, we really do need to work together to support refugees, to make sure they have the kinds of assistance and pathways for the future that we would all need if we found ourselves forced to flee our home.
It's a sentiment shared by the Refugee Council of Australia's CEO, Paul Power, who believes if the global community works together, a solution can be found.
When you look at the figure for refugees and asylum seekers in the context of the global population, we're still looking at less than 0.4% of the world's population being forcibly displaced outside the borders of their own country. Now, if there were international leaders with some commitment and imagination, it could be possible, you know, over a number of years for countries to work together to resolve this situation.
Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.